You can find a total of 8 songs by the Fighting Fish on Bandcamp. And hopefully the Stigmatics will follow and put out something physical. So far, we're only on Bandcamp and the other services.
I played something off Bandcamp last week. You know what? I'm not going to dig it up now. I got something else I'll play by. Maybe next week we'll play Year at the Cat. But
yeah, okay.
We'll do the Creeper this time around, okay?
All right. So this was recorded at Richard Marr's Galaxy Park Studio in Salem, Massachusetts, where a lot of punk and garage bands go. He's...
You play the triangle with this band, don't you? No.
That triangle?
Lead guitar.
you're talking about like the triangle down in North Carolina or
Like some club?
Yeah.
The triangle?
Yeah.
Who are you waving to? They can't see that on radio.
Yeah.
Let's get to the song, The Creeper.
The Creeper.
By the Fightin' Fish. Yeah. Well, thank
it's
you.
Scary.
And, well, it was a great set by the Stigmatics. And
you can have our 7-inch and one for the studio.
And one for the lady.
Okay. One for the lady, one for the studio. Okay.
Thanks a lot, Bob. Here it is, The Creeper, 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
No.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. Control at the controls. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Just trying to get that out there. Trying to get the proper ID out, Captain. What's going on, Tom?
Just hanging.
We have Tom Dupreez.
Dupreez.
Like the prey?
The prey. Or depraved.
Oh, like that.
Depraved.
Oh.
No, Dupreez.
Well, Tom Dupreez of many bands.
Yes.
Lately of Glider, band we just heard. That was live New York City of this year, huh?
Yes, it is, yeah.
And you're also in Cal Cali Band. Same people, different...
Same people, but all covers.
All covers in the all Cal Cali Band.
Yeah.
Right on. And Cal had you run over here through all the muck and the guck to bring me Goo Goo Muck.
Absolutely.
Because it's Halloween, I guess, right?
Yes it is.
So this is a recording. You're not actually on.
No, that was a little before my time. I think it was 2012 or something.
Okay, this is live at the Rosebud.
Yes. And actually, I played at the Rosebud that same year with my band, Captain Easy Chord and the Safety Meeting.
Uh-huh. Do you want to tell us anything about Captain Easy Chord? What's up with that band?
It's still going on. I've been putting more of my energy into Glider this year because we've had a lot of shows and stuff. So, but as Captain Easy Chord, I've been busking every now and then. I usually busk in Davis Square on Sunday mornings. Not anymore.
I didn't know that. That's cool.
Yeah.
Right on. You got a big show tonight with Glider, don't you?
Yes, I do. At the Middle East upstairs.
With Liars?
Yeah, we're opening for the Liars. The Modifiers are opening. They're kicking things off at 7, and then we're going on at 8, and the Liars will be going on at 9.
So everyone get there. Middle East up. More shows down the road?
Oh, yes. We're going to be playing tomorrow night at Uncharted, which is an art gallery in Lowell, and we're doing an All Ramones tribute. We're billing ourselves as A.O. Let's Go.
That's tomorrow?
Tomorrow, yes.
And then you're doing aren't you doing that again, like November 16th or something?
Yes.
So is that a regular thing now? You guys doing a Ramones?
We're just doing a couple of Ramones tributes. So the other one will be on November 16th at the Greek American Club.
Right on.
And, next Saturday we're playing Club Bohemia, which recently reopened its doors to live music. and we're opening for Mr. Airplane Man.
That's great. That's great that they reopened. I know they closed down for whatever reason, but you guys are the first bands to open the doors for them, I guess, huh?
Yes. We had a couple of shows there, and they ended up getting canceled when the new owner decided to do away with
music. Right. My band was actually supposed to be one of those. That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Well, hey, thanks for stopping by, Tom.
Oh, thanks for having me over, Brian.
And you brought me this song, so it's Goo Goo Muck, and that's a Cramp song, right?
Yes, it is.
Right on. Like you said, Cal Cali Band does all covers, so this is very fitting today. It's back, I think this is from like 2012. I was probably at this show.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
And it kind of goes like this. 191.5 WMFO in Medford. Thanks, Tom.
You're welcome. Happy Halloween.
Right on.
And be safe.
91.5 WMFO. Got less than an hour left of the show. Yes. Marie.
That's kind of funny.
Are you ready to go? It's Halloween. Don't throw sticks. Don't throw stones. Here is your place to get some Ramones. Time for the Ramones block.
It is.
All right. Any requests for Ramones?
There was one, Pet Sematary.
Yeah.
By Ricky Trottier?
Ricky Trottier.
And then I put in Howlin' at the Moon.
Sounds good. We'll do that. And a couple more. We're MFO.
1, 2, 3, 4!
From the early morning to the late night show, after so much, no one would go.
song. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4.
Just at Halloween that the flesh eaters come out. Those who fancy the taste of decomposing corpses are among us all year long. See the blood on their plates, the stench of seared flesh on their bacon sandwiches, the chicken fat on their lips. Escape now! Run screaming from the curse of the meat eaters. Heart attack, cancer, stroke. Save yourself and all those animal lives. Go vegan now. Free recipes at PETA.org.
She came from Planet
Yeah, we should have put that skeleton in the picture of me and the Stigmatics.
I'm going to go home and make one for us, so...
A skeleton?
We'll be all set. Just like... I have all that material.
I hope you don't make it out of me.
No.
Slice the meat off my bones. 91,
that is kind of...
91.5 WMFO in Medford. What have we been listening to? Well, you know... The Ramones block with, before the Ramones block, we had Glider with 4U, Cal Cali Band, Goo Goo Muck, Ministry with Stigmata, and then Ramones, Pet Sematary, Howlin' at the Moon, Gimme Gimme Shock Treatment, I'm Not Afraid of Life, Danger Zone, Cretin Hop. I thought they they kind of all went with the Halloween theme.
Yeah.
B-52's Planet Clear, and that brings us to you. And only you can do it, Marie.
I need you to sing the intro.
There's one and only intro for you. The one that says ba-ba-ba-boo.
Ba-ba-ba-boo?
Just sit right back, hear my dumb retort. It's the Boston Groupie News Report.
That's what I was waiting for. Okay, tonight, as we already know, at the Middle East upstairs, it's the Liars, Glider, and the Modifiers. Also, if you're up in Maine, it's Tiger Bomb, the Gala, and Space Camp. And the Palladium in Worcester has the Descendants with Teenage Bottle Rocket. There's Facebook pages for both of those, for the Tiger Bomb and the show in Worcester. So check that out. And tomorrow, it's the Black Flea Market. There's a whole bunch of stuff going on, but there's also a Facebook page. You can go to Boston Groupie News. Roy Sludge is playing at Sally O'Brien's. And at the Midway, it's the matinee with Zipper, Instamatics, Larceny, and Billy Squire.
Zipper? And why, you zip ahead?
And on the 31st, Halloween, it's the Halloween Clown Fest. And... that's at once, and it starts at 7:15 p.m. Then next Friday, it's Roki Erickson at Once Ballroom.
On the 13th floor elevators.
And if you're down by Nantasket Beach, South Shore, it's the C-Note with Mad Painter featuring Kenny Highland, Harlequin, and the Stigmatics.
Oh, Cal tells me that it's pronounced Rocky, not Roki.
I don't know.
I'm not sure either.
It's not Roki. Okay.
That's what I was told.
Erickson.
Don't give me the evil eye.
I don't know.
Anything else going on in Boston Groupie News
There's
world?
A whole bunch more, but go to bostongroupienews.com and check out all the pitches, all the show reviews, all the shows coming up. Oh, and also, next Saturday, it's a Crash Course for the Ravers featuring Lizzie Borden and the Axes.
Ooh, that came right up on us. Lizzie Borden and the Axes on the show next
November
week.
November 2nd, right? Yeah.
For all this and more, come to bostongroupienews.com. Yeah, this one goes out to Lucille Moody.
She said she's gonna love a boy forever. I tell you it's
sad, it makes her glad. Well, I thought I knew her, but I couldn't be more wrong. I gave everything to her, she just dragged me along. Well, how I could fall for her, I guess I'll never know. I know that I've paid the price and she'll never let me go. She lives to hurt me, she lives to make me mad. She loves to burn me, when I'm sad it makes her glad.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. What a great Halloween soundtrack. This is why I suggest to you, this will be in the archives. So if,
for 2 weeks.
Yeah, but Wednesday night, Halloween night, you should take this and have it playing in the background as you give out Halloween candy to your trick-or-treaters.
The kids will love it.
Yes. We'll gobble up all your candy. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Stick around for Acoustic Ceiling. Thank you very much to Stigmatics. Thank you to all our listeners and people who requested. I'm not going to name you all because I don't have your names in front of me. It's been, been a good show. And we're back next week with Lizzie Borden
with
and
Lizzie
the Axes.
Yes.
And I think they're calling themselves the Bordens now. But they are. They're getting better at, back together as Lizzie Borden and the Axes for...
Well, like, tell us all about it when they're here.
Yes. There's some, like, big final show or something.
Okay.
So it's not incorrect to call them that for that show. And, yeah. Until then.
See ya!
Happy Halloween! Hey guys, it's Brian.